Financial Literacy Lessons for All Ages. April 2020 marks the 20th anniversary of Financial Literacy Month, also referred to as National Financial Capability Month. The National Endowment for Financial Education Initiative began with students, encouraging youth to explore financial education opportunities and strengthen their financial literacy. As the U.S. continues to work through the coronavirus health crisis, many people are confronting financial challenges. Even if this is not your first time experiencing financial hardship, it may feel different because of the widespread impact and uncertainty. Furthermore, many people in the U.S. would benefit from some financial education, as 54% of people had trouble coping with their finances and 17% were struggling to keep up with their finances in 2019. These numbers will undoubtedly increase in 2020. So it's never too late to get started or brush up on your financial education. Now more than ever, learning about personal finance is no longer a choice or a privilege. It's a necessity. It's essential to dedicate time to understanding your finances and use this knowledge to make improvements to budgets and adjust spending habits. Here are three financial resources that you can start using today with people of all ages. First, Make Money Real for Kids with role-playing games. How old were you when you understood the value of money? For little ones, the difference between a $5 bill and a $50 bill is that extra zero. Kids learn by doing, which makes role-playing an effective way to help learn the value of money. Try turning your home into a shop. You're the shopkeeper and your child, or the children, are the customers. Start the exercise by having your child draw, color, and cut $150 worth of paper money, their spending budget. Any mix of denominations will work. Have your child use their math skills to add up the dollar values until they get to $150. Allowing children to choose which bills they use can help them develop a sense of ownership over their microeconomy. Next, here are some options to get your child started with creating interactive money games to role play. First is the pricing game. Have your child guess what things in and around the house are equal to or cost less than $150. Have them find 5, 10, or 20 items that are either over or under the set amount, depending on their understanding and interest in the game. Second, try the Thrifty Shopper game. Using the items from the pricing game, help your child find the actual retail value of these items online, so that they can see how close they were to the actual price. As an advanced option, you can explore different sites to find the best price on these items of interest. You can even take this game a step further by asking your child, if you had $150 of your own, what would you buy for the yard? What would you buy for your bedroom? How about the playroom? The catch here is that they only have $150 to spend, which encourages developing budgeting skills and a conversation about needs versus wants. This conversation talks them through the things they choose to buy and choose not to buy. The third role-play game is called the Playtime Budget. Have your child buy items that they can access during playtime. Attaching an imaginary budget to playtime can help instill the value of money and limited resources. As the shopper, your child can offer you part of their budget to purchase an item for playtime. And you, as the shopkeeper, can role-play emotions to show that, one, you're disinterested in selling the item, meaning your child's offer wasn't enough. Two, that you're content to sell the item, meaning that your child's offer was fair. Or three, you're very excited to sell the item, meaning your child's offer was more than necessary. Finally, there is the higher-lower price comparison game. Choose sets of items around the home to do a price comparison to determine what costs more and what costs less when comparing the chosen items. The difficulty of this game can be scaled easily by choosing items with very different values or items with very similar values. Role-playing and creating interactive experiences allows your child or children to hold the money, declare how they will use the money, and exchange the money for a good or service. Role-playing creates a tangible experience that helps young kids develop cognitive skills for remembering information and problem-solving on their own terms. Over time, you can expect your child's critical thinking skills to improve, and they will show a better understanding of market value. Plus, it can be a fun way to mix things up without depending on a screen for entertainment. The next financial literacy lessons are for teens. Teens have a lot of ideas about themselves and how they should be, or how they want to be seen by their peers. However, they may need support in understanding themselves in relation to the world around them. When money is involved, teens may overspend or underspend, depending on a range of factors such as adolescent age and socio-familial circumstances. Teens know the value of money and can make short-term decisions on their money habits, but they might not see the need to plan for their financial future. It's not always easy to have a conversation with teenagers about real and expected living expenses. You may consider sharing your own experiences or other examples of living expenses. Still, they could have a tough time relating to examples and anecdotes with little to no personal experiences with their own finances. One approach to help teens plan for their financial future is through choice-based simulation games. One type of simulation is called reality check. Reality check is an easy, interactive question and answer exercise for teens to gain perspective on financial planning for their future. There's another interactive tool called Jumpstart, which uses data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics in its salary, job, and education calculators. In Jumpstart, teens get to see how much money they'd need per hour, per week, and per year to afford the lifestyle they want in their future. They also learn what jobs they'd need to work to sustain their future livelihoods. In the simulation game called Reality Check, be aware that it's based on national averages, so the tool isn't a one-size-fits-all simulation. However, it is an interactive resource that can be a starting point for teens to research cost-of-living scenarios and college, career, and job training options. More importantly, teens can initiate conversations on financial planning for the future with you rather than the other way around. Finally, we have financial literacy lessons for adults. Getting ahead of personal finances takes time, effort, and financial awareness. Not everyone has access to a financial advisor or coach to help them with this process. Navigating financial information alone can feel daunting and risky. Where should you start? How do you determine if the resources are credible? If you've asked yourself similar questions, you're off to a good start. Showing an interest and a commitment to useful and accurate information is a good step in managing your personal finances. Asking questions reinforces your financial framework. Your questions are the building blocks to that framework, so write them down for future reference to help you keep on track. Before getting answers to some of the more complex questions of personal finance, you may want to evaluate where you are now and compare that to where you would like to be in the future. You can do this with some simple interactive calculators that you can find online. These exercises can help you understand how to focus your in-depth personal finance questions and research. On Point's Enrich Financial Education Resources platform features a calculators page. There are 25 interactive calculators based on common financial situations, such as, what's the difference between saving now versus saving later? And how much money should I have in an emergency fund? By signing up for a free OnPoint Enrich account, you can try all of the calculators. You also have access to OnPoint's suite of calculators, which requires no sign-up or login, and is categorized by the following topics: auto, home, savings, retirement, debt, and business. We're here to support your financial growth. We acknowledge the many ways the current health crisis affects our members. We're committed to serving our community throughout the crisis and beyond. We also recognize the opportunity to share financial education resources to strengthen your financial health. Any age is the right age to exercise your financial muscles. And Financial Literacy Month in April is a great time to make some progress. Do you want to find additional resources to help you on your journey? Check out Enrich for interactive digital courses, tools, and more.